Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to Red Men News. Happy Friday. I am Ross Chanley, joined today by Jack Gill. Lots to talk about, as always, some of Liverpool news, the Premier League latest on their meeting that they're having, some kit stuff, some FIFA stuff. Some stuff I don't really care about, to be honest, but you know, you might do. So it's not all about me, it's about you as well. First of all, Jack, how are we?
Good. You've just reminded me that it's Friday, so that's a good start. I didn't sleep until 3 p.m. today, so today is a good day.
Thanks for turning up today, Jack. Really appreciate that. We're going to start off with some stuff. As I mentioned, I don't really care about kit stuff, but you know, a lot of people do. There's been some leaks that came out yesterday or the day before. Liverpool obviously partner up with Nike for next season. They said they're going to wait for the season to finish or what happens with that, so New Balance cut the rest. But this is from 40 Headlines. Using our exclusive leak, Turkish kit expert at EAVS Payne have created a render of the Nike Liverpool 2021 home kit, which has caused, you know, a couple of people to kick off about certain things. I found this in my cupboard upstairs, which has somehow shrunk in the year or so that it's been up there. Nothing to do with me putting on weight in the lockdown. But it was the colour that kind of kicked people off, Jack, wasn't it? You know, so this is a teal green. But a lot of people go, no, it's blue, I don't like it, whatever. But, you know, what are your thoughts on the kit?
I like it. I think it looks smart. I like the whole Nike element. I think they're smarting the kit up. I like the trims. You know, I think there was a similar leak go around a few weeks ago where it was just white, the trims. And I do probably prefer that. But, you know, it's something different. It's something we've not had in a while. And you know, when you put that top on today, it does look quite similar to that, just a darker shade of red. But, you know, I like it. As Tom said before, it did look better when all these people that make the concepts put it on a player. It looks a lot better then than it does when you just see it as it is on this footy headliners article. But yeah, I'm a fan of it, to be honest.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Jack, because that's what I've got next. Hopefully Tom's got it on the screen, but someone's done a mock-up of Trent in the kit. It does look pretty smart. Where do you stand on all the footy leaks and the kit stuff, Jack, when they come out? Like, personally, as a 30-year-old man, I don't really care. I can't justify spending £60 on the shirt. And without sounding miserable, you know, I just look like I've lost my carer if I wear a football top. These dogs laughing his head off in the background there. And I was like, I'm not bothered. But some people seem to get really excited about it and really bothered. And credit to the people that do the mock-ups like that, because fair enough, like that's a proper skill. I admire stuff like that, but I just can't find it in myself to care.
I try and collect them. So I try and get every kit every year. But I'm not excited about the leaks. I'd much rather them come out when they come out and happy days. But, you know, a lot of people seem keen on leaking them every year, and Footy Headliners are one that do. They've shown a few of the kits. There's also the away kit that came out a few weeks before this, that now obviously with the colour of the trim of this kit looks likely that that may be a real kit as well. So, you know, it's interesting, but I'm not too asked.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts in the comments below. I'm just going to take some words from Chris Page. I can, as long as Liverpool are wearing red, as long as they're winning games, I don't care what they wear. Something else which might be some of your more ballpark area, Jack, is EA have released FIFA updates for the Liverpool players, FIFA 20 with 8 Liverpool players, seeing the details changed on the game. I'm not going to read the whole article because, again, I don't really care, but, you know, it's things like Fabinho's had a trait removed, the Brazilian midfielder's had the solid player trait removed from his profile on FIFA 20 on the game, according to EA Sports. This trait means that a player with this trait has a reduced chance of getting injured when a collision occurs. Jack, what difference has this made to your life?
Not much, to be honest with you.
I mean, you say this, how often do you play FIFA?
It's too much for the standard of the actual game, but, you know, it's like Wijnaldum. His strength's been improved by 2, so he must have been hitting the gym during lockdown. You know, it's very minor, stupid updates. But, you know, there's people out there that will really enjoy these updates, but I'm not one of them, because there's much more things EA need to be doing to improve that game right now. So I don't want to get into all of that.
Do you know how you can improve it, Jack?
How? By playing PES?
Play PES instead, mate, yeah. Right, we're going to move on to some more pressing issues, stuff that I am interested in, stuff that does concern me in my life, because this is all about me. There's, of course, a Premier League meeting which is being held today. I think it's this morning. Obviously, the Premier League clubs are coming together. And we've got an article from The Echo here just discussing, well, what will be discussed. The main point of call is likely to be the current suspension of fixtures and where the Premier League go from here. While it's always been believed that the Premier League are keen to finish the current campaign, reports have begun to surface over the last few days claiming that a large number of clubs are keen to settle the season by June the 30th. There was a proposal which was officially put to the Premier League, then it would require a 14-club majority to approve any decision. And Jack, this is kind of based on something which has also been brought up before in the past couple of weeks, of that date 30th of June is significant in the fact that it's when, you know, players' contracts run out and, you know, they're going to require extensions, or, you know, what's the process behind that? If, you know, if you can, if there's a way forward, I think maybe they will go for that. But again, with everything we said so far this season, it's this period, sorry, everything's far up in the air. I don't see the need besides that to put a date on things.
Absolutely. I think the reason there's that date at the minute, that 30th of June date, is because they've still not sorted these contracts out. And that's the main thing right now. There's the people like David Silva, who were obviously going to play their last game for their club and are definitely moving on. Their contracts finish on the 30th of June, and that's that. Then they're not assigned to the club. They don't have a club. Something's wrong at the minute with...
Go on, you're back. Just repeat that again.
There's several things going on at the minute with contracts, and I know Sky put out an article this morning to do with it as well. So I think that's one of the main issues right now, and that's why that date is looming over. So I think that's one of these things that the Premier League need to sort out sooner rather than later. But I think there's a lot of things that they need to talk about right now. Gary Neville said it the other day. Even the government at the minute are doing daily press conferences and trying to keep everyone in the loop. And I feel like football should be doing a similar thing and keeping everyone in the loop with what's going on with football right now, because all clubs in the EFL who need to know what's going on, because they're days away from losing the football club, they need updates, Ross.
Yeah, well, we'll quickly skip towards that then, because I've got that on the agenda as well. And there's a video clip that's on Twitter, on Sky Sports News, whatever it is. But he says, the reality of it is I am a lot less confident of football finishing this season than I was 5 or 6 weeks ago. And what Jack just mentioned there, you know, it's that lack of communication of what's going on. So he says, where we were 5 or 6 weeks ago, when we weren't doing shows virtually, I was 99% confident about football being completed this season. And I was confident about all competitions, whether it be behind closed doors or in other circumstances. That's having been part of the League Two owners' discussions over the last few weeks, seeing the complexities and seeing the challenges that the PFA have got with contacts. Also seeing the issues of starting behind closed doors and then a player gets it again, then they have to go into quarantine again, and the challenges that exist with fans travelling to potentially to Istanbul. Our fans are so loyal, they will try and get there somehow. And this is part of the problem, isn't it, Jack? You know, I think I watched a clip of someone yesterday, I can't remember who it was. I'm sure it was a Manchester City fan, but he said, oh, you know, if the football's back on, it might have been Nogalia actually. He's like, you know, if the football's back on, I've got mates that will go to the game. But first off, your mates are fucking stupid for doing that in the first place. But, you know, he's not wrong in the sense of people are clambering for anything at the moment, aren't they? Particularly, you know, you see, like, you know, David Silva's last game, or Liverpool winning the league, or someone getting Europe. There will be idiots that go out there and go to these games, which poses a huge risk to the Premier League and other leagues continuing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's things as well. Like, we'll be winning our first title in 30 years, and, you know, there will be some people that do really want to celebrate that in every way they can. And, you know, I don't blame them in a way, but there are much bigger things out there right now. And you know, the thing is with this is that there's so many issues with continuing the season and everything, and I know that everybody understands that, and everybody knows that football has a very difficult decision to make right now, but it's very concerning that you're not really hearing anything. I don't think the players know, I don't think the clubs know, I don't think anyone knows, I don't even think FIFA and the Premier League know right now what's going to happen. But it is like you say, and like Gary Neville says, and I am on a similar sort of wavelength, where every day I'm feeling less and less confident that the season will be finished. And, you know, I think the same thing will be said today after this meeting that is always said, that they will try and finish this season no matter what. But the longer it goes on, the more doubtful I become.
That communication key that you're talking about there, Jack, you know, you're saying the government are coming out every day, and I think a lot of people are watching at home because, you know, it's important to our lives and what's going on. But, you know, is it difficult for owners or chairman or whatever, the communication officer for football clubs, to kind of say something when, like you've just said yourself, they're not sure what's going on? Would you rather have, I get where Gary Neville's coming from of the situation, but if there's nothing to say, rather than come out every day or once every week and go, well, we don't have an update, we're not sure what's going on, it depends on what's going on with what the government say, that's also pointless, isn't it? It's a hard situation.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very difficult situation, because there's also the fact as well where people say, obviously, the government are more important than what's going outside at the minute is more important than football. But I think there are several people desperate for an update, because football is so much to their lives that, you know, need to know what's going on and what the plans are moving forwards. And they just keep coming out and saying, look, they'll try and finish the season. They're desperate to finish the season, and they'll do it when they can. But actually, there's no more real information than that. And I think people are forgetting within this as well, that at the end of the day, this is people's jobs and people's livelihoods. And the government are quick to come out and say, oh, well, Premier League players should be taking a pay cut because they earn loads and they can't play football at the minute. But actually, these players will want to know how long this is going to go on for them. When can they play football again? When can they sort out the futures? When can they sort out the new contracts at clubs? When can they extend their contracts that were due to be up in the summer? Will it be a 2-week long pre-season, and then it gives players more difficulty in finding a new contract somewhere else? It's going to be incredibly difficult for players right now, just like it is for people like you and I. So, you know, it's a lot that football clubs and you know, things like UEFA and FIFA need to do to help these players right now, not just us.
Yeah, let's move on. Rick Parry, those of you who have Twitter, will see him trending this morning, obviously a former chairman of Liverpool Football Club. He's the head of the EFL, so it's come out today. I did have the article, but the music keeps coming on, so I've turned it off. But the EFL, so Championship, League One, League Two, are all very many games are going to be streamed either on TV or online for fans to watch the remainder of the season, which are going to be behind closed doors. Again, similar to the Premier League, there's no current date for that, but when, you know, when it's safe and what to do so, that's their plan to go and do that. When I saw this morning, Jack, I actually thought that was a good indicator for the Premier League, that, you know, football might come back in the circumstances. But, you know, after all we just talked about, and depending on the outcome of the Premier League meeting today, it could all still be up in the air. The concern I have with this, and I think I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think it's a huge positive, because I think we don't often consider fans of other clubs in lower leagues. Obviously, we're Liverpool fans, we're obviously centric to what we do. But I think it's a huge positive for them, and, you know, a bit of hope that they might get to go and watch their club. But the one concern that I do have is, where's this being shown or, you know, how much have you got to go and pay for this? It's fine if you stream it online, but, you know, is every fan then got to pay £30 a month to get to go and watch this game? And obviously clubs will need to recuperate some money that's not getting from match day revenues, which I can understand from their point of view, which kind of leaves that up in the air as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think the Premier League is probably the easiest thing in all this. I think the EFL complicates everything because, you know, there's a lot less money in that. There's a lot less things involved in terms of television and stuff like that. And these clubs are desperate for money and rely heavily on gate receipts. And you know, I think, to be honest, that the best way for me and the best idea I see is this is actually people are desperate to see football right now. I'd kill to watch Accrington Stanley Rochdale right now as something to do. But at the end of the day, the thing I'd think would be the most likely thing and the best situation here is actually Premier League footballers probably require a lot of training and a bit of a pre-season before going into this. And actually, the best thing would be to delay the start of the Premier League again and have the EFL first, put every game on television from the EFL. And that way, people like you and I that wouldn't usually watch the EFL are desperate to watch football and are more likely to tune in and watch them sort of games. And therefore, it gives more money to clubs that are desperate and that need that money right now. So I think that would be the best way for these clubs. But again, it then makes it hard because obviously you've got them not starting at the same time and there'll probably be very few weeks to finish the season as it is. So I think it's very difficult. But I think right now there is a huge problem in the EFL and how clubs are going to continue after this, because I think this will really hurt many clubs in the EFL.
Yeah, it's interesting, Shell. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. I did have two more stories, but I'm going to start them off because I want to get to your comments. But just before I do, just a reminder that we've got a live quiz tonight on the main Redmen channel. 7:30 last week was an absolute blast. Got Adam Rowe, Aubrey, for the people that remember Aubrey from back in the day. James Sutton is back. Chris is on it this week. Paul is the host, and I feel like I've missed someone off, but, you know, join in there. If you want to go to redmentv.com, it's £5 a month as well. We've got loads of content on that last week. A Jimmy Traore interview, did a Reds News Roundup. Jose Enrique interview went out as well. We've got the subscriber bonus Q&A. Chris has interviewed David Maddock this morning, so there's absolutely tons of stuff going on there. So if you need a football fix, it's all downloadable in podcast form as well, so you want to go and check that out. Start your 3 months. If you don't like it, sack it off. We'll carry on there. I tried not to laugh while you were talking there because I started reading some of the comments that Tom sent over to me. Simply Austin said, I can't believe they've got Neil Rudders live on Redmen News. Yeah, thanks for that. That's very true. Linda Stanley on the kits chat says, like a few have said, I wasn't sure at first, but the Photoshop picture of Trent has swayed me. She loves it now. Same subject, Johnny Walker. Teal is our colour. It's in our crest. Anti-teal people need to accept this. And that's right, isn't it? You know, the old badge. There you go. It's on the top of there, isn't it, as well? So, you know, people don't like that colour, Jack, just need to get on board, don't they?
Yeah, I don't understand it personally, as I said before. But, you know, I like it. It's a nice kit. So that's what matters to me. But with every kit, you're going to have people that don't like it and people that do. And, you know, I remember when we changed to a darker shade of red and lots of people didn't like that at first and then it grew on people. So, you know, people will always have issues with kits and people will always love kits. So it will always divide opinion, but I like it. So there you go.
You can't please everyone, can you? Stephen Somerville, Blue Super Chat, thank you very much. He says, hi lads, tomorrow is my 21st birthday. I was meant to have a big party, but was cancelled, gutting, and it was going to have a big Liverpool cake. Well, happy birthday from us. Everyone at Redmen TV had a good day in some sort of difficult situation because you can't go out and do anything to celebrate it. But make sure you save that when you can go out. Just have a big list of parties lined up because I think everybody else has at this point. But leave it there. Don't forget Redmen quiz tonight, 7:30. Join in. Have some fun. We've got loads of prizes to go and give away. And we'll be back with Redmen News on Monday. I'm going to get this hugging top off me because it's well too tight. I wish I hadn't put it on. Have a nice weekend and we'll see you soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.